the TSA blocking controversial opinion websites. The big question, Catherine, is who determines what's controversial or not?
Well, that's the big question, George. And when it's the TSA, you know, it's one thing if it's a private employer saying, hey, listen, we don't want you using Facebook. We don't want you wasting time on online games or going on World of Warcraft.
I can understand that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all can understand that, and that would make sense. I think the piece of this that has a lot of eyebrows shooting up and people feeling a little bit uneasy is this very vague instruction not to go to, quote, controversial websites. And my concern here is once the TSA begins defining what websites are and are not controversial internally, they've got an enormous amount of power and control of both surveillance and enforcement over the rest of our lives. They're a branch of the Department of Homeland Security, which is deeply involved in all sorts of internet things right now. And I'm concerned that once those precedents get set, they're not going to remain internal. Once you have an internal culture saying, hey, listen, these are forbidden websites, these are websites where you can't go because they're controversial, that's going to begin to leak out, and members of the public who are visiting quote-unquote controversial websites are, I think, going to potentially be subjected to additional screening. We already know, I just got back from a conference in Australia on implantable microchips that we can talk about, but as I was flying to Australia, someone sent me an email and said, hey, Catherine, were you aware that when you go to Australia, they actually have a little card you have to fill out that asks if you have any pornography on you? And I said, well, no. You know, I got the little card, and I said, well, no, I don't. But they actually have given themselves the right to take your laptop. They didn't do it to me, but they could have, to take your laptop and actually go through it and look to see if there's any pornography on your laptop you're bringing into the country. So with those kinds of intrusive things happening at borders and as people travel, and TSA being in charge of travel, does controversial websites eventually mean, hey, you're not even allowed to have those things on your website or on your laptop showing that you visited those websites?
Now, in this situation, is this a prelude to controlling the internet and shutting it down? You know, we know that they're trying to be able to do that in a moment of crisis, but I'm concerned as well about their ability to do it anytime they want, Catherine.
There's the big concern. Now, is this TSA piece a part of that? Probably not, frankly, between you and me. I don't think that's what this is. But there are many other signposts right now that we are passing at lightning speed that I think indicate that we are definitely moving in that direction. I've been saying for the last 5 years that the internet, that they're going to have to shut down the internet. And the reason I say that, you know, I'm a whistleblower. People probably remember me from way back revealing all of the plans that Walmart and Gillette had to put RFID tags on all their products. Gillette purchasing 500 million RFID tags to put on their razor products to spy on shoppers in stores. And we were able to put an end to that, George, because we were able to come on programs like Coast to Coast and talk about our boycotts. We were able to get the word out through the internet. I have websites up at antichips.com, Spy Chips. We got our book out. But most of what we were able to do, we did by directing people to a website on the internet where they could look at the evidence for themselves. They could go to boycottgillette.com, which is now an ancient website, but they could see it and respond to that, and the companies were forced to drop those plans. If we hadn't had the internet, imagine where I would have gone 5-8 years ago when I had this information. The only options prior to the internet would have been going to ABC, CBS, or NBC.
That's right.
And if they chose not to talk about it, which many of the major media outlets have chosen not to talk about RFID because they're huge advertisers. These are multi-billion-dollar corporations.